A week.
Welcome back on the show again. We had you on a little while ago.
Thanks.
And you're back again with Complete Savages.
Yeah, we're trying it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a great history of writing and producing some wonderful shows. Folks out there obviously know Mike as the writer, producer, and executive producer of The Simpsons. Also the executive producer of The Pits. That's what we had you on for before.
Right.
That didn't work out exactly as planned.
No, actually the plan was for just to air 4 episodes and have it canceled. So it was on that level, it was a huge success.
I mean, you know something, people don't realize, first of all, what it takes to make the pitch, to design a show, to make the pitch, to get it picked up. And you know, a lot of pilots are made, but to get it on the air. So, you know, it's kind of a long shot to do it that far. But then when it goes on and you kind of get your hopes up for a show that I thought was pretty funny, and it kind of died really quickly, it must be really a disappointment.
Well, yeah, it is, because, you know, a lot of it can hinge on just, like, one person's reaction. Like, if the network president doesn't happen to care for the show, it doesn't matter who else likes it. You know, they kind of make sure that the show doesn't succeed. They don't have any enthusiasm for it, and so it was unfortunate, because the show was designed for families and kids, and we got put on Sunday night at 9:30, which is, you know, for most kids a school night and a time to, you know, finish up the homework and all that. So anyway, we're trying to get the show out on DVD. We're trying to see if there's interest in that, because it went by so quickly. You put a year and a half of your life into it, and it's over in 4 weeks, you know.
It's interesting, though, if you do get it out on DVD, which you probably will be able to do it eventually,
yeah.
If it sells a lot, then you'll have a network that'll be interested in picking it up again.
Yeah, that seems to be the pattern right now.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane did that with Family Guy, so you never know.
Yeah, you do never know. And the other thing that's the question that sometimes happens, too, is that management people get tossed around in these networks, and one who might be fighting for your show, all of a sudden, he's out the door the next day.
Right, yeah. No, it's very true. There's a lot of regime changes. I was at Fox for 10 years, and I think I saw 5 or 6 different, you know, presidents come and go.
Yeah, now, we should mention for folks listening in the Boston area that you're actually from West Springfield.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, now, how did you end up getting into showbiz writing in the first place? A lot of people out there listening probably say, well, I could probably write these shows, you know. How did you end up getting involved in the whole thing?
I had no other skills, and it always looked like a fun job, thanks to the Dick Van Dyke Show. It always just looked like a fun job, and when I was 25 years old, I had just decided to come out here to California and take a shot at it and see what happens. And I figured, you know, the worst that could happen is, like, I will just go back home and, you know, get a job somewhere. But it was just really kind of a flyer, and I got out here and I bought old scripts, learned how they wrote them, took some classes, and it took me like 4 years to get going, and then just a lot of lucky breaks after that.
Now, what was the first gig you got, the paid gig?
The first paid gig was an episode of the show The Facts of Life. I can't remember. That was almost 20 years ago.
Now, when were you watching that show? Were you familiar with it and you decided you'd write a script for it?
No, not at all. I didn't know the show at all, as a matter of fact. But they had read a sample script of mine and called me up and asked me if I'd like to come in and pitch story ideas. And the show had been on like about 8 years at that point, and I had never really seen it. So I was that night frantically calling up, you know, friends to see if I could find anybody who really knew the show.
Really? That's interesting.
So I could look like I knew what I was talking about.
I mean, that show had very clear characters from Blair and Joe and all the people.
Yeah.
They were very clearly defined. So
right.
People who were watching it, that's a lot of times people watching shows for a long time. I remember watching Melrose Place and saying, I could write a better script than this. And maybe I could have. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm a writer as well.
There's something to be said for that you know, feeling of confidence and giving it a shot, because you know otherwise you can get intimidated by the process and never even try it. So I mean, if you look at TV, yes, I would agree with you. There's a lot of people who could probably write something better.
Well, it's interesting that there are TV writing workshops all over the country. You know, we have them in Boston. They're all over the place. I don't know what good they do and if anybody actually comes out of them. But how did you train to do this? How did you figure out how to write a script?
I did not have any formal training. I did not go to school for it. I really did come out here and buy at a bookstore in Hollywood. They sell used TV scripts. So I bought old scripts from shows like Taxi and you know, shows that I really liked. And just kind of studied them over and just read them over and over again. and kind of studied the structure and the format and see how they do it. And then you just start writing. And, you know, the first thing you write you think is great, and then a little while later you realize it's not that great, and you just keep doing it, and hopefully you get better every time.
It's kind of cool. I mean, you know, it, and of course, you ended up on some successful shows. The Simpsons obviously was your breakthrough.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge break for me to land on that show, and I had a blast there. And I still keep one toe in the water there, over on that show. And we're actually currently working on the Simpson movie, which hopefully will be out in a few years.
That's great. And you spent a year writing for Everybody Loves Raymond as well, huh?
Yeah, that was right after the Pits went down. I had some free time, and they were looking for somebody, and I happened to know Phil Rosenthal, the guy who runs the show, and got lucky enough. He gave me a chance to come over there, and I had a blast working with those guys. It's a great show, and a lot of, you know, just a lot of very funny people, and I was already a huge fan of the show. So I had an excellent time there.
Yeah, there's another show on your resume here that I'm not thinking, maybe I am, but that it's the correct one. Top of the Heap. Was that the show that was a spinoff with Matt LeBlanc?
Yes, it was, yeah, Before Friends.
Yeah, I remember that show. It was a spinoff of Married with Children or something like that?
Yes, yeah, with Matt LeBlanc and Joe Bologna. And that one also, I think, lasted 6 episodes.
Yeah, actually, that was kind of a funny show.
Oh, thanks.
I like that show, but it didn't. I thought it was going to do well. I remember telling my wife at the time that this guy, Matt LeBlanc, was going to be a big success, and she's like, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, no, it's true. You could see it in him then. I mean, he just had a very likable quality to him. You know, it came right through the screen. So, yeah, no, he was a lot of fun to work with and a nice guy.
Yeah, he did find a big success with Friends, obviously.
Yeah, he did okay with that show.
You're married with 5 children, huh?
Yes.
Any of the children into the fine arts and performing and writing? Or
A couple that are into the performing side of it. Writing, not so sure yet.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Complete Savages, the whole concept, and a little bit about the show for folks who haven't seen it. I'm not sure it's been on it at this point, actually.
Actually, we've been on 4 weeks.
I have not even got a copy. I asked for a screener and never got one. So,
are you serious?
I am serious, but it's okay, though. So you can tell people out there who are in the same situation as I am a little bit about the show and get them to.
Okay, well, it's on, first of all, it's on Friday nights at 8:30 on ABC. And it's a show about, my wife actually came up with the idea for the show, you know, to do a show that's about a family of guys, basically, a house full of guys.
Uh-huh.
It's a single dad with 5 teenage sons, and to kind of look at everything just from a guy's point of view. Because a lot of TV comedies seem to turn into, like, bad clones of Raymond, where it was just, like, you know, married couples and the wife just telling the husband what a moron he is all the time. And yeah, after a while, you start wondering, why do these people even get married? You know, they seem... They hate each other so much. It was just really inferior clones of Raymond. And so she thought it would be funny to try one without the wife there. It hadn't, it's basically kind of an update of My Three Sons, but the way a house full of men would really look and smell and sound and going from that way. So we partnered up on it with Mel Gibson, who also comes from a large family and is raising a large family full of boys with one girl. And we hooked up together and sold the show. And actually, on this Friday night on the show, Mel is a guest star.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Friday night at 8:30 on ABC, they can see him.
Right, Mel Gibson. I think it's his first TV appearance.
Wow. Now, did you see The Passion?
Yes, I did.
So have you talked to Mel about it?
Oh, yeah. We talked quite a bit about it, even before he did it. He was... I think stunned by the controversy and by the success of it, I thought he did a great job. I think a lot of the controversy got blown way out of proportion, and I think it wound up actually helping the movie a lot. And because I think American people don't like to be told what to like and what not to like, and how they feel about things, and I think ultimately it helps people to go out and see the movie and make the decision for themselves. And obviously they didn't, see what, some people were claiming was in the movie.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that Julie, your wife, actually came up with the concept. Is she involved in the show?
Oh, yeah. We run the show together. She's a writer on the show. She's also directed 3 of the episodes so far. So, yeah, no, it's a, it's a totally, you know, partnership there.
So have any of the kids said to you, Daddy, I want to get on a show, put me on one of your shows?
Oh, yeah, well, we're pretty shameless with the nepotism. They've already appeared in the show in background scenes and, you know, things like that. They pop up in the shows.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you look at the show Doc, the Billy Ray Cyrus vehicle on PAX, his kids have roles on, and they even play one of the neighbor's kids.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fun. Raymond does it, too. Ray's kids appear in the show, you know, periodically. It's fun to do, and it's fun to work with your family. I'd rather, you know, have them there working and be working together than us be at the office and the kids be at home.
So the show itself is a comedy, and we see what kind of wild house it is with all the boys. Now, is this based on your own family at all, or is this based on someone else's family? Where are some of the ideas come for the show?
They come from a variety of sources. Mel contributes ideas from his family and his childhood growing up with a big family. I grew up with all brothers. Julie grew up with all brothers. You know, plus, you know, we have five daughters, but, we do definitely, you know, steal from them, too. So, and we just try and do it, you know, through a fun, you know, thing, but, you know, try and make it look like a house, you know, full of guys and the way guys handle things. And the show stars Keith Carradine from Deadwood, and, you know, we originally pitched the show as, you know, Clint Eastwood raising the Baldwin brothers was the basic idea, to just kind of have a rowdy, fun house. Full of guys, and see how that would work out.
Five daughters you have, huh?
Yes.
Well, you better work a lot just to pay for the weddings, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. Now, what's the age range of your kids?
I don't know. No, they're 13 to 21.
Wow. quite a handful you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a daughter and a son, and the daughters are they require more attention. So,
Yeah, I guess I guess I wouldn't know. Otherwise.
You wouldn't know. Believe me, there's a huge difference. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something that can be illustrated in the show.
Yeah.
A visiting daughter or something. But the show is called Complete Savages, and if you want to get a laugh, you can tune in Fridays at 8:30 on ABC. And this Friday, Mel Gibson will be on. So make sure you check Mel Gibson out. And Mike Scully has a great resume of some great shows that he's written, and this one's hopefully will be going on as one of the big successes.
Yeah, we hope so. We think it's a fun show for families and you know, teens and kids, and you know, but it's got a, you know, little Simpsons edge to it at the same time. So,
are you happy with
like it and check it out?
Are you happy with the time slot?
It's not the ideal slot right now, but you know, when you're a brand new show, you take what you can get. And then hopefully, hopefully fans find the show and you can improve it from there.
Yeah, I would assume that one big advantage you have is the Mel Gibson factor here. That's a huge advantage. And Mel, if I remember correctly, didn't Mel voice a thing on The Simpsons at one point?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that for us. And actually, the opening of our show, there's actually a dog that says the name Savages in the title credits of our show. The dog in the show doesn't talk. We just did it in the title credits. And it's Mel's voice coming out of the dog.
So there you go. See, Mel even does dogs.
He even does dogs, yeah.
There you go. Complete Savages, Friday night at 8:30. Mike, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care, bud.
You're still married right now?
Yes, I am.
As you travel the